الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته. My very dear young friend, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm sure you have all benefited greatly from what has already been said in regard to the vice and the evil which is prevailing in the society. This gathering consists of Muslim youth, Muslim young people. If we ponder over our connection with the Creator, we are Muslims, we are Mu'mins, we are believers, we believe in the Quran, we believe in the traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we believe that success lies only in fulfilling the commands of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we make this only as our base, then we do not need any seminars or conferences. We do not need to give trouble to anybody to come here and lecture for half an hour, 1 hour. The problem of drug can be solved within seconds and minutes. Our success in this world and in the hereafter lies in following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a belief of a Muslim. And we are all Muslims. If this is our belief, and at the same time we also believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made drug forbidden, then the simple conclusion is that abstinence from drug will bring success for a Muslim in this world and in the hereafter. And if a person is not able to abstain from drugs, then destruction will for upon him in this world and in the hereafter. It is a very simple issue. For somebody who believes, for somebody who acknowledges that Quran is the book of Allah, the ahadith are the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one who believes that there is another life to come after death, one who believes that I will be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the grave, I will be questioned on the day of judgment, I will stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question me regarding each and every second of my life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question me regarding each and every action of my life. And thereafter either there is hell or there is paradise for me. There is hell or hell. With this belief, the belief of in the hereafter, the belief in the eternal life of the hereafter, the belief in either the eternal success or eternal destruction in the hereafter. This belief and this second belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the selling of drug, buying of drug, consuming of drug, helping anybody in any way in consuming drug, buying drug, selling drug, is forbidden. It is haram. It is not makruh. It is not makruh tanzihi, makruh tahrim. It is haram. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find a tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one of the most authentic books of hadith, Nasa'i Sharif. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a very severe warning regarding those people who engage in intoxicants and who do not repent, who have no remorse, no feeling, no regret. They engage in consuming intoxicants until they breathe their last. There is a very severe warning. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that this body is a vessel. And in this vessel, either of two things can remain, intoxicant or faith. Intoxicant or faith. So a believer, a Muslim, a mu'min has either of two choices. Either he sincerely repents and he makes a firm resolution that from today, I will not go near intoxicants, alcohol, drugs, or intoxicants. The second choice is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove faith from his heart and he will leave this world as a non-believer. Because in this vessel two things cannot remain together. So a person who consumes drugs and then a step further, who goes as far as selling drugs, trafficking drugs, who goes as far as ruining the lives of innocent young teenagers, who goes as far as ruining a whole household, a family, he goes as far as separating a child from the father, separating a child from a mother, separating a brother from a brother from a sister, sister from a sister, sister from a brother, who breaks the fiber of the whole family, or rather who breaks the fiber of the whole society. He sells, he attracts young people, 11, 12, 13 years old, just for his own gains, monetary gains, whatever gains that he may have. So if our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tolerate anyone consuming drugs, and there is fear of this person losing faith, then we cannot imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do with that person who not only consumes drugs, who encourages so many other people to consume it. So friend, let us stay away from this type of company that encourages us to do wrong. See, there are two obligations upon us from the Islamic perspective. It is compulsory upon every mu'min, every believer to follow the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Quran and the Hadith. And the second obligation upon every believer, every mu'min, every Muslim is to follow the law of the land. Because when we have acquired the citizenship of this country, we have made an agreement with this government. And the government has made an agreement with us. The agreement from the government is that the government will grant us all safety that is possible. Safety of our wealth, safety of our honor, safety of our life. And the agreement that we made with the government when taking the citizenship is that I am becoming a citizen of this country now, therefore I will abide by the laws of this country. So when a believer, when a Muslim engages himself in any drug activity, whether he consumes drugs, whether he sells drugs, whether he buys drugs, whether he supports those people who are doing this, whether he conceals those people who are doing this. Many of us don't buy drugs, many of us don't consume drugs. Many of us don't help people in selling or buying drugs or consuming drugs. But many of us are aware of the people who do these things. Concealing people. All this is against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the law of the country. And we will be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I am purely speaking from the Islamic perspective. Because we are all Muslims. We all believe in Allah. And we all believe that our success lies in only following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not become successful in this world or in the hereafter. Only for pleasure of a few moments, or if one is selling for a few years, for as long as he is in this world, or for as long as he is not convicted, for as long as the police don't put their hands on him. We ruin our everlasting future. And the person who engages himself in selling drugs or buying drugs or consuming drugs, he robs himself of so many things. He robs himself of honor. He is not seen as an honorable person. He is not seen as a person of dignity. The whole community do not see him as a person with dignity. Even the family do not see him as a person with dignity. I know families, I know parents who come crying to me, I know brothers and sisters who come crying to me and asking me to pray for their son or for their brother or for their daughter or sister, and they say that we have to hide every valuable in the house when he or she enters the house. So the siblings look at the brother or the sister as a thief. What honor does he hold? If a person is not honorable in his own home, if a person does not have any dignity in his own home, and what robbed this person of dignity and honor? Consumption of drugs. And if a person has any faith in his heart, then he does not see himself in honor and dignity either. If he was to relax and if he was to look back and if he was to assess his life, he himself would feel wretched within himself. Drugs will rob him of the love of his parents, love of his mother, father. And eventually and ultimately it will rob him of his faith, which is everything to him. So my young friend, I appeal to all of you. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved Ghalib so far, then remain away, alert. Know what is happening around you. And do not fall for it with this thought in mind that I'll just give it a try once and then I'll leave it. Because it is a quicksand. Once you put your foot in it, you will continue to sink. And you will continue to sink until you drown and you are destroyed. Save yourself. Stay in good company, stay with good people. And those of you who have already become the victim, seek help. Seek help. In this country, there are so many avenues where help is given to you free. The Islamic Dawah Academy is there to assist you. Myself and my colleagues, we have managed to help so many people in the past. And we are embarking on a new journey today. And what we have decided is to allocate a colleague or two for this very project. So that the young ones, when they feel distressed, when they feel regretful, when they feel that this is something that is not good for me, I want to come out of this, and he wants to turn to somebody, then he can turn to somebody in confidence who can give guidance, who can give support. We at the Islamic Dawah Academy are there for you. Turn to us. Right? We have helped many of you before as well. We will continue to help you. So think about the hereafter. Think about the future. Think about your progress, worldly progress, your religious progress, your spiritual progress, your moral progress. And remember that this faith destroys everything. This faith destroys everything. It destroys the person. It destroys everything that a person has. And the end result is zero. I have come across so many people who were selling drugs or who were consuming drugs after 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. They came at a stage where they came to this conclusion that we've lost everything and we cannot see any hope how we can make a U-turn or we can make a comeback and make our lives better. Don't let anybody deceive you and don't deceive yourself either. Remain firm and try to live a life of a good Muslim so that you may become example for others, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. I would like to thank all of you for attending today's seminar and making it a success. And I would also like to express my deepest gratitude and appreciation to our guests, PC Mark Bailey, Dr. Fakir Muhammad, and my dear friend, Chief Inspector Richard Keenan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this seminar a turning point for men who have attended today and a source of protection in the future for those who have been saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد.